to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Bodhidharma is said to have taught that the whole meaning of the three refuges lies in taking refuge in our true nature. And it was ever a teaching that embodied the putting of all one's eggs in one basket. That's the teaching. Another way to put that teaching is that everything that is real and true, and everything that is true to what we really are, everything that expresses the integrity of our very being, the integrity of our true nature, is revealed and freed, liberated, to express itself through pure meditation. Well, that's not really putting it very simply. So just putting it really simply, put meditation first. When we need help, first meditate. When we're wondering what is it that is good to do, first meditate. When we are becoming desperate for a refuge, first seek the refuge in meditation. When we are mentally confused, instead of trying to figure things out with our head, go back to the Eternal through meditation. And let the Eternal show us the way. Let the Eternal diffuse, dispel the fog and the confusion. This is why there is Zen Buddhism. This is why Zen arose all those centuries ago as a distinctive movement within greater Buddhism. This is why we keep coming to sit in this meditation hall together. It's why we meditate alone when we meditate alone. It's how we ground ourselves spiritually. Of course, when I say first meditate, I'm not just thinking of formal meditation. When I say first meditate, what I think of is first turn and face the Eternal. First turn and face our own wonderful true nature. For me, it's impossible to separate the concept of meditation from the Eternal. How can contemplative prayer be separated from that within which it arises and towards which it is directed. It's impossible. That separation that so many people make so glibly, and then take a further step and try to chuck the eternal out altogether, that's pure abstraction. That's not reality. That's abstraction, achieved intellectually, but it can never be achieved in practice. When you open your heart in meditation, you open your heart to the eternal. And that is what we are here to do. That is why Bodhidharma said, all the refuges are contained within the refuge of our true nature. And that is why I say, go first to meditation. We do this, we obtain the inestimable benefits of so doing, the inestimable merit of doing it. When we forget to do it, or if we should willfully refuse to do it, when we have responded in the past to the beckoning of the eternal by truly undertaking this practice, then we're going to make life a lot more difficult than it has to be. Many times, in many situations in which it is hard to keep our spiritual grounding. Meditate first. Turn first towards the eternal. Open the heart to the eternal. Ask for the help of the eternal. And you will find that the eternal always responds. Amen.